There are some wrong views I want to just list for you quickly, too, and then we'll have some concluding comments. Part K on the outline. There is, first of all, the view of sanctification, that it's just a personal reformation. This is the view of the Pelagians and liberals. They have a low view of sin and a high view of human nature. And they believe, of course, as you know, that if you just do your best, all will fall in place. And there's no need for justification first. You just use your natural gifts. That, of course, is very unbiblical. Secondly, you have the false sacramental process system of the Roman Catholics that begins already with the sacrament of baptism, in which God infuses justifying grace that remits original sin and imparts the habit of righteousness. And then your initial justification is augmented through the other sacraments, and you are increasingly sanctified by them, your confirmation, by the Eucharist, by penance. And that inspires you to do works, and then you even earn surplus merits acquired by Mary and the saints and so forth. And, well, the end result, of course, is that through the sacramental system, you get sanctified automatically. And certainly this is a very fallacious system. No man can pardon our sins, penance notwithstanding. Thirdly, a complete process via a second blessing experience. This is the tendency of the Wesleyans and the so-called holiness tradition, that when the Spirit works a second work of grace in you, or a second blessing, you will become very holy. Instead of the life of holiness being a process of ups and downs that is gradually progressive, the holiness tradition sees it as being something that receives a tremendous jump with a second experience and moves toward perfection, even though Wesley himself never claimed absolute perfection. But the real question then is, have you received the Holy Spirit as a second blessing? And Wesley actually posited that there were two great moments in the Christian life. First, justification, in which our sins are forgiven, and second, which he called entire sanctification. Sometimes he called it Christian perfection. Sometimes he called it perfect love. Sometimes he called it full salvation. Now, Wesley didn't flaunt the term sinless perfection, but he did write, "By perfection I do not contend for the term sinless, though I do not object against it." Whatever that means. But you see, he was as close to a perfectionist as you could possibly be, if he wasn't altogether. And this too, doesn't take into account the depravity of man. And of course, Finney developed this. And you know, in the 19th century, you know enough about Finney, I think. Number four, the Pentecostals stress a Holy Spirit baptism as the route to sanctification. Similar to Wesley, although a different accent. But the Holiness Pentecostal movement was influenced by the Wesleyans, and the Holiness Pentecostal movement today really includes different branches. Most common that we know would be the Assemblies of God. The Holiness Pentecostals identify three works of grace: the regenerating work, which includes justification and the new birth; the post-conversion sanctifying work, which they say eradicates the Adamic nature and purifies completely the Christian's heart and mind; and then thirdly, the empowering work of grace that represents the Pentecostal experience of baptism in the Spirit. The end result ultimately is that most Pentecostalists today place greater importance upon spiritual gifts and sanctification than they do on justification, and also short-circuit the total depravity of men. Then you have the Keswick movement, which stresses for sanctification a decisive act of surrender to Christ. In North America, the counterpart to the Keswick movement is the Victorious Life movement. And that includes people that are read often in our circles, includes F.B. Meyer, Andrew Murray, and others. And according to Keswick people, I'm speaking of Keswick now in the past, because lately the Keswick movement, the Keswick conference in England has been quite sound, and even people like Eric Alexander have spoken there. But the Keswick movement traditionally taught that sanctification occurred in three stages. Positional sanctification, or you could say definitive sanctification, similar to what Murray would taught. Experiential sanctification, which involved a decisive act of surrender to Christ as Lord. And then a complete or final sanctification. And the Christian is moving very optimistically towards that final sanctification in the great day. Andrew Murray and others will have a very optimistic view on this progressive sanctification. And finally, the view of Barth and the Neo-Orthodox that sanctification is an objective, accomplished fact. It's all in Christ, and all you've got to do is realize it and grasp it. And he's done it for everyone, objectively, and you just have to grasp it subjectively.